welcome everybody out to the Perry City Flood Board, August 20th, 2024. We'll ask for public comments. We have no one here besides the five of us, so there's no public comments. Let's see. We'll move on to the discussion and action items. Update on the Reeder Excavation Canyon project. So we have pictures, and they look like they're coming along nice up there with plenty of equipment, and they've got that diversion pipe where they're diverting the water down.
This is what Matt's...
You've been up there, Bryce?
In the email.
Yeah, I went up there, it's probably been 4 or 5 days ago, and they had three hoes, a mini, they had a lot of equipment up there going to town, wood chipper, they were...
Yeah, they moved a bunch of all overgrowth down below the water tank.
Did they?
I went up there this morning.
They've done a lot, haven't they?
They have.
I haven't been up there, but the pictures look good. And
I think they look like they know what they're doing, so.
Yeah, right. So I'll just read the email from... You want me to read the email from Matt just out loud?
Sure.
Okay, so board, I won't be at the meeting today, but I spoke with Bryce and updated him on a few of the items. Here's a summary on the first few discussion items. Matthias Debris Basin, Reeder Excavation is under construction, as you can see. They have diverted the stream flows around the excavation area, have grubbed the site, and are working on the excavation of the basin. They plan to begin building the dike in the next couple of weeks and will be pouring the concrete structures the week of September 16th. I've attached a few pictures to the site, and we've all looked at those. I've received verbal approval from Shirlene Peck to pipe the Matthias Creek ditch through her property and have sent her agreements to sign to give the contractor permission to go on the property for this work. I have followed up with her a couple of times about the agreements, and while she said that there shouldn't be any problem, she hasn't signed them yet. Reeder would like to send a crew down there in the next couple of weeks to work on that piping. If there are any ditches or basins that need cleaning, let us know and we can put together a bid package and request prices as we have done in the past. I spoke with UDOT drainage engineer regarding the sinkhole on Three Mile Creek on the west side of I-15. He said that they have a contractor on board to fix the problem, but he wasn't sure if they had started work on it yet.
So he must have just barely got a hold of them.
He must have.
Hour or two.
So does anybody have any comments on ditches or anything that we need to have them put together to clean?
Taylor was going to keep an eye on it, but he had back to school night with his daughter, so he couldn't come.
Oh, really? Tonight. Is the daughter okay?
Yeah, he was just back to school night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Was going to look at them and kind of recommend, but we probably want to do the Three Mile Creek Basin up there.
Mm-hmm.
What ones do we do every year?
So, Bryce... Paul suggested that we do the Three Mile Creek Basin.
Okay.
Like soon.
Well, Evans is already done, so that doesn't need it. So, actually, I need to probably talk to Matt because a lot of them we turned over to the city.
So, does it sound like we could wait till spring on those?
I think so.
Okay.
Paul, does Three Mile Creek look all right?
Well, yeah, it's just drying up now. You know, there's no water in there to speak of, and so the willows and all that they get down there in the fall. Did they get everything done they're supposed to last year on that?
I believe they did.
Yeah, I think so.
There was a couple of leaks that came through the. I don't know if they got all that fixed or not. I think Ormond was supposed to do that, so I think we're probably okay.
Do you want to put that on the meeting for next month, and we can talk to Matt about whether we need to run up there or whatever?
Yep.
And then
just the Three Mile Creek that, or any of them? Three Mile Creek specifically?
Probably.
They usually mow that lower one down there by Cherry Ridge. It's got grass and willows in it.
Does it? Well, then
I
maybe.
I mean, just the normal overgrowth that we get. They didn't charge us much last year to do that, did they?
Use the landscape company to do it like we did last year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they were a lot cheaper than having them do it with the machinery.
Yeah.
Well, do we want to put that on the agenda to have?
Let's look at it then.
Taylor look at them.
Have Taylor look at them. Yeah.
Okay. Let's do that.
September, we'll still be in good shape till November.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Did somebody get the tires out of the Three Mile Creek basin?
I saw an email on it. I drove up around her. I couldn't see any. But
I didn't see that there were two in the main basin one right after we discussed it. I saw those, and last time I didn't see them.
Yeah,
then there was another one below the lower dam or retention.
Okay, I drove by, but I didn't really give it a good look.
You have to actually walk up over to see it.
Who sent us the email?
I don't know. Well, you can have. Let's have Taylor look at that too.
Okay.
Let's have him check and see if the tires are.
What was that one called?
That's the Three Mile Creek.
Three Mile Creek.
Yeah. Somebody complained about some tires up there.
Okay.
There's the one that was at the lower end of it.
Okay.
There's a little that concrete.
That's where I get my irrigation water when it's coming over my spillway. So.
But how long ago was that, Mike?
About a month ago.
It's going to be there. Hasn't been any water there for quite a while.
Okay. Well, let's have Taylor check up on that. Okay. Okay, we talked about the freeway sinkhole. Do we need to discuss that at all?
Sounds like the state's going to take care of it.
Yeah, we kind of, me and Matt both pushed back and said, hey, we think it was this UDOT or contractor when they slipped that, so it's on you. So it sounds like they're game to
just stay out of it then.
Okay, yeah, let's stay out of it.
Yep.
Okay. All right. So, any other discussion on those above items? Are we good?
How do we get Charlene? Sorry, I'm like.
I was going to say that.
To sign?
Well, how do we do that, Bryce?
I would say that Matt or Robert from the city probably needs to maybe between the two of them. I think it's got to be between those guys.
So we can stay out of it?
I think we stay out of it and have.
Okay.
See if we'll have Matt try one more time, and then maybe he can get some help from Robert.
Okay.
So.
Okay. So do we need to talk about that if it doesn't happen next month? Probably do, don't we?
Yes.
Because. Reader's going to want to do that while he's got equipment there.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, I'd say it's sooner than later. So I can call Matt in the morning and say, Matt,
okay.
Put some more pressure. What do we need to do to?
Okay.
Didn't you say 2 weeks he wanted to get down there?
Yeah.
Well,
we need to give her some sort of deadline.
Yeah.
Do we tell her, okay, if you don't get back with us, do we charge her?
We technically got an easement to do it anyway, is what Matt has told us, but, you know.
Without her signing anything?
Yeah,
without her permission, but it's always nice just to, you know.
Right.
Hopefully get her on board without having to, you know, cause a stink. So, but I will. I'll call Matt in the morning.
So how do we resolve that? Are you just going to have him get back with Tyra? Or?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
I will.
All right.
Yep.
Update on the CD maturity. So on the 26th of June, or no, July, I went in to the bank and... Yeah, and I brought a paper in to Tyra, and I left you a message, Bryce.
Yes, and I was out of town. I think I was fishing where you were, like, when you were a couple of weeks ago, I was gone, so.
There you go.
Sorry.
So that's all right. So we had 200 in there, and so I moved 100 out, put it in the regular savings, so we have 523,023.49 in there today. And so I left 105,138.75 in there, and that will mature on January 17th. So we made 5,000 in interest.
That's
good. So that was a good deal. And
yeah.
And in checking, we have 10,398.30 currently. And I don't know why, but on the statements, it's showing we have 521 in savings, and we actually have 523. And then the CD's saying a few dollars different too, but it's there. So it's just not exactly what it says here. But anyway, so it rolls over at 4.75. But when I brought that in on 7/26, it said we had 521,825.02 in savings, and today we have 523. So that was only a month ago. So I can't imagine it gained
almost $2,000.
Yeah. But that's what they said we had in there, so that's what we've got.
Yeah.
Matt's gonna do one.
Yeah. Well,
okay.
Take their word for it and give.
Just leave it alone.
Give us money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so moving on. Has everyone read through the meeting minutes? And would somebody like to make a motion if they approve it?
If everybody's okay with them, I'll make a motion to approve the minutes from June 18th.
I'll second it.
Okay, motion passes, so minutes are approved from June 18th with no changes. Roll call on that, Paul?
Yes.
Yes.
Me, yes. Bryce?
Yes.
Okay, so that's done. Okay, board member items.
Yes, we don't have any.
Think we're caught up?
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay. So nothing there. Okay. Should we have Tyra read us the payments due?
Okay, there is Jones and Associates, the June bill for $2,172.50. And then the trust that you guys pay, like, I think it's yearly or something like that, but that general liability and property, but they would like us to pay online.
I saw that.
And they... I do it for like the city's stuff.
Okay.
I would just need like our routing number and checking account number if you want me to do that.
Okay.
If you prefer to do the check, they'll take it, but they prefer it to not. They want to switch everybody over to online.
How much do we owe on that?
It's $4,490.50. For general liability is $3,500, and then property is $990.50.
3,500 exact?
Well, 4,490.50 exact, both. But they have it broken down, and the general liability is 3,500, and then the property is 990.50.
So is it a total of 4,490?
Mm-hmm. 4,490.50.
Pressure off of it real quick.
Okay. Does anybody have any preference on...
Did Bryce open this already? I
have. On that?
Okay.
Do we want to switch to online, or does anybody have any discussion on that?
You would still have to approve it in here, and then you just have to give me permission to pay it online, and I just have to have the checking account and routing. I mean, I can look up the routing. I don't know if I know the full checking account number.
I guess I'm fine with that as long as we can keep track of it.
Yeah.
So we know. We just got to make sure we cover it.
Mm-hmm. So it would still come and have to be approved from you guys, and then
okay.
I would just wait until that approval happened.
Okay,
and then I would just...
You're keeping track of it. I'm fine if they're doing it. We're only going to do it once a year.
Okay.
It'll be okay.
Okay. All right.
Okay. And then Davis and Bot sent one. I don't know if this came before I sent out the packet or not, for $250. This is for the May through June 2024 write-up and reconciliation, and then the deposit investment report that they take care of for us.
Yes.
Okay.
So, if you
does somebody
see that
want
one.
It? And then you got.
And
your...
then mine is $92.63.
Does somebody want to glance at those and make a motion?
I'll make a motion that we pay those invoices that we just talked about.
I'll second it.
Okay. So we're going to pay, just so we have it correct, we're going to pay Jones and Associates for $21.72.50.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to pay the state fund.
The trust.
The trust for the $44.90.50.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to pay Davis and Bott the $2.50. And then Tyra Bischoff for the $92.63. So let's do a roll call on that.
Paul, yes.
Mike, yes.
Kevin, yes.
Bryce, yes.
Okay, motion passes, so we're good to go. Okay. So items for next agenda.
So the maintenance on the ditches, like you want to follow up with Three Mile Creek and the tires and Cherry Ridge?
Yeah.
Yep.
And have Taylor look at them?
We wanted Taylor to give us any recommendations.
Yes, we do. Bryce, do you have any ditches or areas in mind specific to Taylor, or should we just send him on a mission?
Talk to Matt in the morning and make sure that you know which ones we turned over to the city, which ones we kept,
okay.
And see, you know, make sure that.
Okay.
Then we could kind of get that list, and then have we can talk to Taylor, you know, in the next couple days after we get that list.
Okay.
Okay.
That work?
That works.
So you and Matt are going to talk to Taylor, or you'll talk to Matt and then talk to Taylor? Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. So.
And then just follow up with making sure that Shirlene's signatures.
Yeah. So Bryce is going to have Matt.
I'll talk to Matt about that.
With
too,
you.
So.
Okay.
Does Tyra need to contact us one way or the other, or will you contact us on Shirlene if there's any changes?
I'll touch base with Tyra.
Okay. Will you touch base with us?
Because
mm-hmm. if she signs something, that'd be good to know.
Yeah, for sure.
Because one of us could run up there and talk to...
Well, and I can have Matt, once he gets his sign, send a copy to the board, so...
Okay. Well, and one of us could run up and talk to Bucky and tell him that we have a signature or whatever.
Sure. Yeah.
And then, does he have instructions for Matt on what to do?
Yes. Matt's got it all drawn up.
Okay. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
So next month, do you want just to talk about those things? Like, we'll follow up in the next couple of days, but then talk about them next month too.
Yeah, just
and then just an update again on the reader on the excavation.
Yeah, let's make sure we have an update, because he should be close to done by then.
Yeah,
he should be easily done by then.
Okay.
Don't you think, Bryce?
Should be close.
Be close. Yeah.
Okay.
When's he pouring concrete?
September 10th or something. I think he said.
So he's supposed to pour. Week of the September 16th, and our meeting is the 17th.
Okay.
So he won't be done then, but he'll be coming along.
He'll be coming along. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So Bryce will make out checks, and then when you come to town, you can just, I'll leave them with Tyra, and you can run by and sign.
I'll be tomorrow afternoon.
Okay.
Okay.
So now we just need a motion for adjournment.
I'll make a motion we adjourn.
I'll second it.
Motion passes. Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Bryce.
Thanks, Bryce. Yep.
Thanks, Tyra.
Yep. We'll see ya.
Okay. Bye.
Sounds like we're good.